The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., now in FEMA Region Number 5, and used to be in FEMA Region Number 9, and today is July the 26th, 2016. We have a live show for you, and as we always say, thank you for listening to Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I think they are some very, very important and critical shows and information that is given and some different thoughts that are given and some real collaboration and some real energy that is being created that is in the best interest of you, your family, and our overall community at large, which is going to really foster an environment and to have the ability and atmosphere that is conducive for us to be self-determining and sovereign in nature, the way that the great creator God Almighty, which that's how I define it, but however you define that, that is great, and I appreciate and surely respect that. For us to how the great creator God Almighty intended us to live free and independent. And that is the quest that we have to engage in and we have to energize, and that is what we have to build. We were given free will as a gift. It's up to us to appreciate that free will and to guard it, nurture it, and allow it to grow that serves our moral conviction based in the foundation of appreciation and love. And for us to truly fulfill what our design capabilities and talents are. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. So the only thing is, it's no such thing as cash rules everything around you, cream. The only thing that rules you is you. And that is very critical. So why is this so important? Because we have an opportunity to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network by giving financial donations to the network so that it can continue to grow. It can be nurtured and actually be nurtured and developed in a way that best serves our overall community, us individually, and our families. And this can be done by us donating, giving our financial energy to the network so that it will ensure that it will be here tomorrow and will continue to do what it's been doing for you in the future for those of you that, of our generations ahead of us that we have yet not named. This is much greater than ourselves. This is the great opportunity to reinvest in ourselves and in our future. So how can you do that? You can do that by making financial donations, making cash donations to the network so that it could meet all of the requirements and all of the needs that it has and develop even further. Scotty has to actually develop more secure ways of protecting the network. Believe me, no one is going to give him that. Unless someone donates that and gives the proper thing for it, then it has to be acquired and has to be purchased. This is where you can help in ensuring that that security is purchased. Also, there's also different other normal routine business operations that have to be met in order for the network to continue to bring you the fruits that are bearing good nourishments for you. And I would say at some point and sometime it's very important for us to, instead of just always eating the fruit, it's important for us to feed the roots of the tree that is bearing the fruits. And this is one of those trees. We've lost too many things that were in our best interest. Let's not let that happen to Black Talk Radio Network. And how can we ensure that? By making financial donations. And then not only making financial donations, actively becoming involved in some of the things that Black Talk Radio Network is involving and the different programs that are there. Engaging with energy is the building of the promise of prosperity for the future. So you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding Digital Black Media, and there you can see the crowdfunding campaign that is ongoing right now and will continue to go. It's the crowdfunding Digital Black Media campaign. And what you can do right there on the website, you can donate from there. And there's three ways in which you can do this. You can do it under option number one. Option number one is this. You can give a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All donations and contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated. And it doesn't matter the size. It's the actual donation itself will actually be critical for the overall development of the network. You can get make a payment via PayPal or by sending a check or money order for $24.99 or less, and make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that first option, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio station and social media operations via email. Now, you can also make your donations and contributions from option one, option two, or option three by using the same, by sending a check or money order for the different options. But just make sure you make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Next option, you can make a one-time contribution for just one penny more, a one-time contribution of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the email reports, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. If you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is to give in increments of $25. For every $25 that you give, you are entitled to a t-shirt. So if you want two t-shirts, that's $50. If you want three, that's $75. Four, that's $100. Five, that's $125. Make sure you leave a good forwarding address for the shipping of your t-shirts to be mailed to, and make sure you leave a good email so that you will also receive what you're entitled to in option one. Okay? So, option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, you will be eligible to receive gifts when the network is giving the gifts from the different times that they're going to be doing that. You will be eligible for gifts. So that is a great way for you to give some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that the network is growing and that the network is reaching its full potential. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network so that this can also be shared among the people so that this can continue to do what has actually been beneficial to you with, and it can share in the benefits of what it is that we all talk about and what it is that we conceptualize and what it is that we start to energize and what it is that we start to develop that's in our best interest. So go to, once again, go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital Black Media for the crowdfunding campaign. Okay, now let's go over to Facebook and let's check out some of the things that we have posted on Facebook. And that is, on Facebook, you can go to Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And you can look and see some of the articles that we had posted there today. I wasn't able to do too much. Had some family things that I had to take care of. But glad that those are turned out okay. And so we're moving forward. Now, check this out. There's a couple of things. For those of you that would like to actually purchase precious metals, you can do that. You can look at Prosperity Mint. That's our website, Prosperity Mint, on the internet, and you can check out some of the things that we have in inventory as far as exchanging for you to actually acquire real money. That real money would be the precious metals. It's not the currency, the cash that's in your pocket. And you can, Prosperity Mint is ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint. Now, if you would like to purchase from there, this is what I suggest that you do, and this is something that you should do. Before you do that, text me at 951-790-8330 so that I can walk you through this process and advise you and to make sure that you're getting some of the things, and not only that, give you some information, some critical information that you need, and when you start purchasing precious metals. So make sure you do that before you engage in purchasing there. I just want to make sure, and trust me, it's to your benefit. So you can reach out to us, but you can see some of the things that we have in inventory that's there. Okay, next, let's jump into some of the today's show. Now, today's show is going to be what's in the news, the current event cycle you should be made aware of and preparing before it's too late. And I said, laugh now and cry later is here. So very, very important that you look at some of these events in the news and actually see what's going on so that you could position yourselves accordingly. So we're going to go across some of the things that's in the news. I didn't go into the news yesterday because I wanted to give you all an opportunity, if you hadn't had an opportunity to actually participate in the town hall meeting, to do that yesterday. So today we need to catch up on what's in the news, and it's a lot, man. It's a whole bunch of things that are happening, and we want to catch up on that. And so we're going to jump into that. What's in the news today is a day that we're going to be taking a look at, and there's some specific articles that I'm going to want to touch on, some very, very important ones. But of course, at any time, if there's something that you wanted to talk about that we run across, then without a doubt, you can give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and I will definitely bring you up if at any time if there's something that you want to talk about that is there. Now, before we get started, I want to just say this. I listen to from time to time, I'll jump in and listen to Scotty's show, and I want to start listening to more of the other programs here. And I just want to say, man, Scotty had a phenomenal. I wish I didn't miss Scotty's guest today, but I did catch the last hour of the show, and I'm going to tell you, Scotty had a great, great show today, and a lot of the callers that called in, great points. And I'm, like I said, when I called into the show, I'm really encouraged about where it is that we are and what our full potential is. As we start to peel back the layers of deception and subjugation and enslavement. So just wanted to say that. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. I'm trying to get to the beginning of where we first left off. Okay, here we go. We are there. So let's get into what's in the news. But before we do that, once again, if at any time, if you would like to jump in on the conversation, because I will always, you will always hear me say that a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Okay, so if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate, don't be shy, don't be afraid. You remove that spirit from you and everything that you do. And if you are someone that has some fear issues, take a leap into developing your overall self-esteem by doing some things that you normally would not do because of fear. If calling to the show, no one here will belittle you, degrade you. I won't do it. None of our guests will do that. And so I think it's critical for us, especially for individuals that have never done it before, are apprehensive about doing it, are afraid to do, because they're afraid of expressing their opinion, which is so, so important. And I'm going to say, it's much bigger than you. What you think and what you talk about, what you think in certain instances are extremely critical, because what you know and your overall thought process could be the saving grace for someone in the future. You have to invest forward. You have to invest in more than just yourself. Many of us, because of what we've been taught throughout this whole society, is to gather and to hold and to hoard as much as we possibly can and to give as little as we possibly can. And it should be just the opposite. We need to be building for the overall sustainability of those that we can help. And so this is why your calls, your thoughts, your expressions, your energy is so important. What you say and what you do may be the difference between someone being able to receive, have prosperity, have an opportunity, build something greater, or it not happening. And I know that you know that, and I know that it's been critically important to you where you appreciate those sacrifices that others have made for you. So let's actually magnify and emulate that and let that be one of the core values that we now live by day to day. So with that being said, let's jump into, we'd love to hear from you all. Let's jump into what's in the news. So we're going to pick up from last thing that we picked up on. Let me see. Okay. I posted this on Friday evening. Russian warplanes reportedly bombed a U.S. base in Syria. And this came from Lying Like a Fox News. So check out that. But I don't think that this is I do think that this did actually happen. And this is an overall expansion of what's happening as the world starts to reinvent the next stage of enslavement and subjugation by having empires, the overall wealth transferring of empires and having one empire fall and to establish another so that the people think that they are actually making some kind of progress and change when it all remains the same. It's just done by a different face, a different language, in a different region of the world, and is going to continue. But what we're seeing here is that the overall war, global, or the world war that is going to ignite, global nuclear war one, is fast approaching. You know, regardless of, there are not as many naysayers and conspiracy people, that only people that do that is those that are actually being paid by the mainstream media and actually have a vested interest in the overall program to continue. But now people are actually starting to understand and are starting to be aware and are starting to ask the most important things. They're asking questions, and they're questioning the authority of those that have no real authority at all. They are seeing past the mirage and the facade of deceit, dissension, and destruction. And this is a great, very important part of our overall eternal moment right now, and this is a great threat to the system, and this is where they're going to try to institute and broker as much fear as they possibly can. And what better way than to do that by war? Next one. Article comes from the nationalinterest.org, and my man Jambone, I didn't have a commentary on this, but my man Jambone said many people will die. That was his commentary. And the article says America needs a good old-fashioned economic depression. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it says, just the subtitle under that is artificial measures to starve off a downward turn, stave off a downturn will only make it much worse. Well, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter what America needs. It's what the overall agenda of enslavement wants. And what they're going to start to institute that is actually going to bring the demolishing of the American economy and part of the global economy. Why? Because we actually play on the grounds and the fields and the stadiums and the arena that they build. So the American Depression, ready or not, want it or not, it is already here, and it is only going to grow. And as we look at some of the things in the news, you will definitely see that, and you will see why it is critical for you to prepare yourself, your family, and our community for this, because there is going to actually be, and I love this saying, there's actually going to be a silver lining, and I also like to say there's also going to be a golden crease, and there's also going to be a silver and golden doorway for us to regain the prosperity that has been lost if we prepare ourselves appropriately now. This is one of the things that when the system tries to destroy empires by ways of economic wars, by economic depressions, by global wars and depopulation, what happens is this: there's a golden opportunity for people to actually see their self-worth and start to decide to energize something different other than the mechanisms of enslavement, and they walk away from it and they start to build something more sustainable, something more organic, something more sincere, something more beneficial, and something more truthful. And that is a collective prudence by the ecosystem, because we are a part of that ecosystem. So we have a great opportunity to reinvent, and not only to reinvent, I would say, we can reinvent a better system, but more importantly, we can re-identify ourselves and live the way within the great individual and unique talents that we have to flourish and to foster a overall atmosphere that breeds loyalty to one another. This is critical, and it's a great opportunity, and this American Depression is already here. It is not a depression that we're going to go through, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. The depression was for the time that it went through in the 20s, the 3 years that it went through in the 20s. That you are not getting that again. What it is the fall of an empire. That's what we're going to see. So check out that article. Next article comes from actingman.com. End of an era, the rise and fall of the petrol system. And we're going to see this one played out again. Critical. Right now, what you're seeing is that when the purge, and you hear me always talking about the purge. The purge is growing. What this is what I mean by the purge. They are purging, and they are bringing to fruition, and you see this in the emails and all of the different things of these celebrity figureheads and how the high drama and it's all the propaganda. But see, this is a collective move that the overall system and those that energize this system to maintain control over the global population and the global people in general, to enslave them, they are going to give you a falsehood of prosperity and freedom. And they're willing to sacrifice the very people that they put in front of you, that they built up through blackmail, because they had the psychological profile on these individuals, and they knew that these sociopaths would take orders from psychopaths. And what they're going to do is they got everyone right where they want them, making emotional decisions and thinking emotionally instead of thinking from a position of self-determination, sovereignty, and more importantly, from the position of freedom. And now what we're doing is, by that dividing force, is causing people to take on the attributes of destruction, of the destructive nature of the enslavement program themselves, to where they are ready to act out in emotions and by violence to perpetuate their agenda. This develops extremists, and then there are major extremists on all forms and sides. And what they're going to be doing is, now they're going to actually expose some of the workings of the ones that they're ready to sacrifice in order for the overall enslavement program to continue to grow, to continue to root itself, and to continue business as usual. And then one of the things that they do is they get you on different teams, and they're going to allow certain teams to win to them, ensure that all teams play. So this is what you're seeing at the end, the rise and the fall of the petrodollar. You're going to start to see the 9/11 papers is going to start to bring some light to who all the people were involved, and they're going to be sacrificed, and it's going to spread into different forms and different fashions. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, don't fall for it. This is the plan itself. But you need to know what's really happening, and we're going to take a look at that. Next article comes from theantimedia.org. Here's the presidential candidate that the troops are supporting, and that was Gary Johnson. And for me, I don't play by their rules, so I don't actually engage myself in their overall system of the so-called what they allow you to do, what they say, and they tell you this is what the overall definition of freedom is. See, they give you the definition of freedom that they've written and that they've penned. And that definition of freedom means that you have to surrender your definition of freedom and your own development and your own upholding of the freedom that's important to you. This is why the letter of the law condemns and the spirit of the law frees. So this is coming from antimedia.org, and this was talking about who the troops support. And I would say one of the things is that if you're in the military, and for whatever reason that you got there, I know I was there for the reason, because I was young, and I thought that I was actually going to, you know, I did it for the reasons of to escape and not to participate. One of the things I know, I didn't want to go to college, because I knew and I could see that was really a programming that happened at college, because the only thing that I was going to be learning is how to conduct myself within the very system of enslavement. And that's what it is. You regurgitate the overall policies and the procedures of corporate America, of the nationalistic views, of of the overall agenda of enslavement, and they're willing to say, they'll tell you, hey, this is the way that you have to, this is what you need to do to be relevant and have any real say. And what they try to trick you with is that you'll make more than anybody else. Well, see, this is the most important. There's no one person. See, they establish a overall caste system. No one person is more important than any person. And because we don't realize that, and more importantly, because we don't live by that, then we fight and we compete against each other. See, competition is the seed of enslavement. Competition is the fertilization of subjugation. Because, see, what it does, they try to tell you that you need to compete against this person and that person. See, let me tell you, competing is this. Where you will do whatever it takes to win. And then in that process, it's okay to be immoral in that process to win and to cheat in everything else. See, this is the slow, methodical. There is no benefit to competing. There's all the forms, all the best benefits come from cooperation. You know, when you look at, for those of you that have been actually schooled and have never really engaged in the education of things, that does not mean that is all is lost for you. You know, and you have seen through that schooling that there were many things that were wrong. But see, this is the thing, through the process of our obedience training that we get, we turn a blind eye more and more to it because we start to think about ourselves. That is competition. I would say that one of the great demonic rituals that is practiced is competition. That is nothing that the great creator, in my opinion, God Almighty, has ever established. Why? Because everything is about cooperation through sustainability. The air doesn't compete with the water. It actually cooperates with it. So, check out that article. Next one. Next article. This comes from antimedia.org. The Afghan war is a good thing if you are a heroin dealer. Yes? If you know what was going on in the Afghan war. And I'm going to say this, a couple of things about this before we move on. But let me do this. Let's go to a commercial break because we are getting up for a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll jump back into what's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, everyone, back. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., but now in FEMA region number 5, and this is a live show, and I just want to thank you all, and at any time, if you would like to get in on the conversation, would love to hear from you and in your voice and your overall thoughts and your sharing of your energy is so important to everyone and necessary as we start to realize and to break the spell that we've been under. So we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. Okay, next. So we left off from the antimedia.org. The Afghan war is a good thing if you're a heroin dealer. And let me just say, this is very true. And do your research on this. But let me tell you one of the things about the Afghan war that they don't, that the mainstream doesn't want you to really focus on. And I'm going to say it was so funny. I was listening to my man Scotty, and he was talking about the email controversy leaks. And I don't care about these leaks. There's nothing illegal about the individuals that leaked those things by any means. If I don't care if it was a foreign entity or whatever, but I know it's all a part of the purge. But this is the key. What they're leaking is criminal. What they're leaking is wrong. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to deflect people from seeing what the truth is. And the same thing with the Afghan war. In all wars, but I want to particularly take a look at this one real quick from this article. Yes, it is upholding the overall heroin proliferation throughout the world. Why? Because that's how they are able to enslave people even more, by getting them addicted to things, synthetic and other addictive attributes that the body can no longer operate efficiently. See, one of the things about enslavement, there's different slaves for different things. They have different slaves, and they all perpetuate and uphold the system. When you have the drugs, what does that really do? And the way that they have them, from the synthetic drugs that are modified and are used and are enhanced in their overall laboratories, what does this do? Well, it does this. It upholds the prison industrial complex. It upholds the thought and to divide for you to take sides, to enslave yourself and other people around you even more. It criminalizes by ways of criminality. And the only thing that's criminal is the creation of this system. And there's another very critical thing about when people are addicted and they're dependent upon an artificial substance, they are no longer capable, or they are no longer likely to think for themselves. One of the things with this whole system is that it has to break down as many people as it possibly can to have a continuous destructive paradigm, and so that people will try to just fight tirelessly to the point of to exhaustion of death, to not to fall victim to the system that they are running away from. It is a rat race. It is a mouse on a wheel where you continue to run. The faster you run, the slower you move. And this is critical because in one of the things that these people that have established this paradigm of enslavement, they just didn't do this thing overnight. It was passed down to them as a legacy, I mean, as an inheritance, through the demonic rituals of practices, corporations, sovereign nations, families, and so forth and so on. And they've grown this because they realized what is the best way to enslave people. It's a psychological program. And if you get people dependent on different artificial substances, then they can never use their natural talents to be able to discern the deception at all. Because many of us don't even realize that we're addicted to something, because that's what the overall program of enslavement is all about. Many of us are addicted to white sugar. Many of us are addicted to cash. Many of us are addicted to consumerism. Many of us are addicted to upholding this system that is killing us all. Every person that you've ever known that has made the great transformation and known as passed away physically, all of them were actually murdered. None of them ever died of natural causes. They all were systematically murdered in one way or another, by the food, by the air, by the water, in so many ways. And that's because we are not creating our own heaven in which we live in. And another critical thing about this Afghan war article is this. The Afghan war was an extremely illegal war. By creating a false flag event, purposely creating an act of terror, which they always do. And the key about a war is that a war is where the governments of the world engage in a violent attack against the people, and they use the people to do it against themselves. This is self-destructive and suicide, ladies and gentlemen. All wars are suicide in today's form and fashion. The Afghan war was built off of a lie and a false event, a lying event that happened in New York, and it built from there. Why was this so important? Because it was some of the first steps to get the people subject, to get the people under the, to give false allegiance, to get people to be deceived into giving blind faith. And blind faith is always the first step towards genocide. The Afghan war is one of the steps to get to the world war that's going to turn into the global nuclear war one that is going to be a part of the depopulation program. And you're seeing this start to unfold because it's growing in its overall nature, because the wars never stop. They only expand. They are going to kill in this land until they ultimately move that to killing in all lands. They can't just come out and say that we're going to kill you. They have to devise a system that you, and a plot and a theme and a program that you will buy as one that benefits you. So, this Afghan war, what does it produce? They now have sent young men and young women into the battlefield and have exposed them to all kinds of ills that they ordinarily would have not have never been exposed to. And now, because of that, one of the things about the human body is this: it absorbs its, all of the energy and experiences that it has. And now you have turned people that would have never been violent, now they will be. And that is programming, because that's what they want. They want people to act off emotions based off of the terror that they've been exposed to. And we become the beast of the field. And this is how we can support. You look at all of the military, idol worship in the military that goes on in all forms of things. There is not anything against those individuals that are there, but it is against the institutionalization of it. And we worship the military from the standpoint of what the military has been doing. It has been systematically murdering. And when it's been murdering overseas, it's going to bring the murder here to you. And they are trying to do it by your own military, so-called, what they say is your own, but it's still their military. But they're going to bring their military from other foreign lands here also. And they're going to engage in campaigns of war because we have given blind authority to the system. And that is the first step to genocide. And if you look at the Afghan war, and they want to demonize different people that have been in war, and then all of a sudden, because of that exposure to that, because of that indoctrination to violence, because of that victimization of violence, now they want to call those individuals unfit individuals that are going to now create crimes all over the place, when that is actually what the system needed to actually happen. At some point and at some time, we're going to have to stop doing the evil bidding of the system of enslaving ourselves, because no man can enslave you without you surrendering your will, your free will. This is why the Afghan war, the Iraqi war, the American war, I call it the American war, and I'm a change that again, is no such thing as the Afghan war, because the Afghan, You know, Afghanistan didn't come here. That is the American war, just like there's no such thing as the Vietnam War. That is the American war. The Americans went there. Americans went to Afghanistan. There is no such thing as the Iraqi war. America went to Iraq. That's the American war, the American war, the American war, the American war. Why is that? Because that is the best facilitating, the most direct way to deceive the people into thinking something other than what's being what's really going on behind the closed curtain. And the target of the closed curtain, behind the closed curtain, is the foolish audience that sits and watches the unfolding. Those of us that have decided not to be critical thinkers. That is the, and those of us that have surrendered our free will and has actually have taken up the cross for the systematic murdering and enslavement of people throughout this world. And I'm gonna tell you, the first person that you enslave when you engage in these activities is yourself. And this is where we really are. The American war in Afghanistan is a prime example of a falsehood that has established a truth that we think that we need to uphold. And these, and this agenda is going to cause for your daughters and your teenagers, male and female, from the ages of 15, 16 and up, to be systematically led to slaughter. Because we as the parents have refused to question and to say no. We only look for what is it that I can do to make it for the next 2 weeks, the next month. How can I acquire more? And you're not acquiring anything of real value. You're destructive. We are destructive in nature. So check out this Afghan article. Very, very important. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to take this approach about the Afghan war. They want to create as many psychologically damaged people through war, and then to put those individuals on the psychotropic drugs that they know will trigger violent responses. There is no bomb that needs to be dropped on the United States. There is no bomb that needs to be dropped in our neighborhoods. It has actually been planted by us ourselves.
Brother Dave.
Our engagement and our participation in these things. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
We had one of our callers, he listened to this show as well, but he called into my show earlier, said that they had a young man in their household who was in some sort of program to put, you know, wayward children on the right path or something to that effect. And but they also were trying to encourage him. This is the system trying to encourage him to join the military. And so that person called in and they said that they've been trying to talk to him and I guess convince him that's not a route that he should take. So they asked me what my thoughts were, since I was former military, and but also, you know, you're former military. But what I'm seeing from, just to underscore what you're talking about in terms of damaging people psychologically, you got 22 vets a day that's killing themselves, okay, based off of what their experiences overseas fighting in these wars, these undeclared wars. But also, I did some
research. Illegal and immoral wars. Yeah, go ahead, right. Scotty.
I also did some research at the end of last year where I estimated that over 700,000, now they say there are 2.5 million people in prison or jails at any given time in this country. Well, I estimated that 700,000 of those were vets who are in prison over nonviolent drug crimes, who have been using cannabis and other substances to try to treat their PTSD. So I'm saying, you know, why would anybody want, that's how they repay the soldiers. So why would you want to join? Don't join. They just want to damage you as much as they damaging the people that they're using you as a weapon against. So I just wanted your thoughts on that, on why that young man should not join.
Go ahead. I missed that last part.
Your thoughts on why that young man should look at other options besides joining the U.S. military.
Wow. Yes. Let me tell you why. It's a facade. You are going to be used. You are going to actually be used to uphold. You are going to be taught to murder under the nationalistic view that is in the best interest and national security of your overall country, which is going to be a lie. And let me tell you what they really think of you. Henry Kissinger said it the best. Those that join the militaries are nothing more than our dogs. And the system, see, what it is that they want you to engage in that, and they want everyone here to be so proud of the military. If you're really proud of the military, then do not allow your government. It's no way in the world that people that declare war should be, I mean, there's no way in the world that people that declare wars don't fight them. If you are going to sign an executive order or command someone to fight a war, then you better be in the fight first. Even then, don't follow them anyhow, because that's their fight. Now, I would say this about joining the military. In today's world, it would be a mental, a physical, spiritual, and mental suicide that you would be engaging in because of this. Look at what happens. Look at the truth of what happens. I have friends that have Gulf War syndrome, that were actually given vaccines, that were actually put into war zones, dropped off into war zones, and they can't even get the proper health care that they need. But not only that, this is one of the most important things about the wars. When they fight those wars, you become intoxicated with all forms of toxins, from uranium to just God knows all forms of things in the battlefield. But the most important, the thing that affects you, adversely affects you the most, is the mental anguish and the actual deconstruction of your thought process is totally askew. What I mean by that, you are placed in, especially in today's wars, because there is going to be a world war. You will be on the battlefield against Russian soldiers. You will be on the battlefield against Chinese soldiers. You will be on the battlefield against this soldier and that soldier, people that you don't even know, that if you hadn't met them in the military, if you had met them because you were on a trip to Russia, then that person actually could have been, you know, someone that showed you around town, and you could have established a friendly relationship, and God knows you could have even fell in love with that individual. What I mean by that, you could have met your wife. You could have, especially in today's warfare, women are going to be on these new battlefields. If you join the military, you are signing a death sentence to you and your children. Even if you make it back, what will be in your body and what you will actually transfer to it by your overall, if you have a family and you have children, you will be exposing them to the battlefield toxins that you had been now been contaminated with. There is no way in the world you should join the military. What you should join is the fight against enslavement, because there is nothing honorable about their agenda. Are there some good people that are there? Yes, but those good people are actually only put there to uphold the system so it can bring more people in and by through marketing and promotion. Those individuals don't make any decisions. You are going to be asked to murder. You are going to be taught to murder. You are going to be taught to actually to desensitize yourself from all of the good character traits that you have learned from your parents and the good people in your life. Yes, you may meet a few good people, but you will be upholding a murderous agenda that is going to get you first. If the military was so important, then why is it that the people, like I said before, the people that declare wars don't have to fight them. The people that create debt don't have to pay it. The people that write laws don't have to live by them. They are treating you as the ultimate slave. And this is why they want you in a young age. And this is why if you disobey them, you disobey master, they'll put you in jail and ruin the rest of your life in their system, because they mean you no good at all. It is nothing that you will gain from that you can't learn on your own. I've learned many things in the military, and I learned many things as being a police officer, but all of those things I already knew, and I enhanced my overall morality above and beyond that. And that is the key. You don't need the military. The military needs you to kill for them. That's the key there. You don't need them. They need you to perpetuate and to continue this overall directive of indiscriminate murder for people that you don't even know. And if you had the opportunity to meet outside of the battlefield, you may come away with something, a new friend.
You know, Dave, literally, that's what I was thinking about. That's a thought that popped into my head when I was in Saudi Arabia during the Gulf War. And as I was reading the bomb data assessments reports about how many people were being killed, I mean, y'all don't know the half of it, all right? And yeah. I can't give you exact figures because I don't know if that information has been declassified yet, okay? But I would think, out looking at these numbers every night, okay, of the bombing campaign that they waged in Iraq. And I was just thinking, you know, again, I was reading Malcolm X's biography, and I started thinking, I had the thought pop into my head, just like you just stated, that Iraqi soldier ain't done nothing to me. I ain't never met him. I don't know him. And all he's put in a similar position that I'm put in to carry out somebody else's agenda. Even though they were defending their homeland, they didn't invade America, but I was still looking at them soldiers as human beings, which they don't want you to do. And I was just thinking, yes, about, damn, I'm sure he want to make it home to his family. Oh, look at all of these that didn't. Man, it'll do something,
yes,
to you,
it,
man. That is, if you are... Yeah. That is, if you aren't already a sociopath.
Right, right. If you are that, if you one that wants to actually commit your life to the demonic ritual, because that's what it is. That's what war is. It's the ultimate demonic ritual sacrifice of human beings. It's the burnt offerings. This is why they have the bombs to burn people. This is because this is the burnt offerings. This is why they drop, if you think about it, what did the United States do? They talk so much about the terrorism, they're defending against terrorists. Then why don't they commit, then why don't they arrest and abolish themselves? Because they are the greatest terrorists that have ever stand on this planet from this time frame, because they dropped two nuclear devices on innocent women and children and men that had nothing to do with the war at all. That is an act of terror. And believe me, you are going to be a little terrorist yourself. And I'm going to tell you, when you get on the battlefield, and when you get emotionally charged by what they put in the propaganda of TV, by the, what they put in the propaganda of movies, this is why they have Veterans Day. This is why they have Memorial Day. This is why they have war movies. This is why they have war books. This is why they perpetuate that, to get you to respond to it emotionally, and then when your ass gets over there, you laugh before, then you cry later because you realize that you've been had. You realize that you've been had. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We got a caller in queue. We're going to go to the caller as soon as we get back. But we definitely got to hit out some of these articles that's there. But this is critical. We're going to go to the caller that's there. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Hold on, caller.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming live to you from FEMA Region Number 5. Much love, much respect. And, you know, just before we went to the commercial break, Scotty and I were talking about the military. And let me tell you, the casualty rate of the military. 100% of those that are killed by the military are civilians. Even when the military personnel themselves die, they don't know what they're dying for. This is a is this a reasonable practice? And I would tell you no, because I've been in the military. And when I was there, and I know when Scotty was there, you were able to see through the whole thing, the whole process. This is all a facade, and this is all about perpetuating this enslavement program. Because let me tell you, even on the battlefield between two nations, when those individual military units fight each other, and let's say they happen to destroy each other on the battlefield, there was no military person that was killed. That was a person that was killed. That was a person that was killed. That was a civilian that was killed. Let me ask you, how many governments have you seen that have been killed? How many corporations have you seen that have been killed? None. They do all the killing. And so we get so upset about a person that happens to kill two or three people. We call them a madman. We call them a crazy person. We call them a serial killer. While your overall government officials and corporations actually kill millions, and we call them president, prime minister, ambassador, king, CEO, and we praise them, and we can't wait. We want to work for them. We'll be their personal assistants, their personal secretary. Why? Because we are so delusional and so backwards and so demonically following a ritual of human destruction. And this is what we really need to purge and to detox our overall selves from. Murder is murder. All wars are wars against humanity. Now, is there a time for you to defend yourself against? Yes. That is understandable. But see, there is no time for you to pick up a flag and be willing to kill indiscriminately on orders. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an extremist, and I say it is an extreme fool. And our young people, especially within our community, we don't know these things because it's not presented to you in any form of education. Only thing that you're constantly bombarded with is the propaganda. And that propaganda is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Obama lies, Bush lies, the corporations lie, the governments lie. They all lie, and they all will send you to war, and they all will declare a war that they don't have to fight. If they declare war, put their butts against the other government. Let Putin and Obama blast it out. Let Jinping and Elizabeth battle it out. But you will say, well, that's not going to happen. But you'll let them say that that's going to happen to your children? Man, do we really need to detox and to purge ourselves of this system? We are willing. We're not willing to push them into a battlefield, but we're willing to allow our daughters and our children to go off to one? Who's stupid here, ladies and gentlemen? Really? And we all were fooled by this. But see, the thing about being fooled is this: at some point you have to be above the campaign and be sovereign enough to say, wait a minute, you full of, you know, the rest of it. And I see the big problem is, it's not that person that I don't know over there in that country, it's you. It's the system. And when are we going to abolish the system by removing our energy from it? Because if you don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to continue to send your daughters and your young people, because they're naive and they're following the impressionable influence from different people in the community saying they're proud of what they're doing. Oh my goodness, just like on Scotty's show, they talked about, you know, just a certain celebrity figurehead giving a speech. Is that all it takes to get you to be a slave, is a speech today? Is that all it takes, is for someone to say, I'm proud of you, I'll give you a piece of paper, you're a member, you're in our fraternity? Is that all it takes for you to be a slave, to where you'll be willing to brand yourself and to brand your overall morality for someone else's agenda? If you didn't know, now you knew know. And if you, now that you do know, you continue to do, you deserve everything that comes from it, because there is a consequence to it all. The fool is you. The fool is us. It's high time that we walk away from being foolish, because we've been trained and domesticated by the schooling to be fools. There is nothing intelligent that comes out of their institutions. It's all demonic that resonates there. So, got a caller that's in queue. And at any time, if any of you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. We got a caller in queue we're going to go to right now. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yeah, buddy, this is Mr. Woo! David, you hit the nail on the head again. And look, there's something we need to really consider about this whole thing. There is an absolute reason and necessity from the New World Order standpoint to
right.
to label the veterans, the returning veterans, as what? As the number one enemy slash threat
yep.
in America.
Yep.
That's what, I mean, that says a lot right there. And if a person can't figure it out from there, then I'm afraid that their COINTELPRO slash MK Ultra slash other means of brainwashing programs have absolutely been successful.
Work. Yes,
because if they are telling you that you are good enough to fight in the war, when you come back, you are their number one enemy. And then the other, the military that's still active is turned on you. I mean, look, it is what it is, man. But I do know this: a couple of young ladies who was recently discharged, and they've been diagnosed with PTSD and all kinds of things. They're being transferred to my care, and I can tell you something right now, y'all. They are hiding so much, and what we need to discuss, I think, is the fact that a lot of our women are being raped in the military, and they are taught to just suck it up. That's exactly what happened to these two sisters that I'm alluding to. And from what they're telling me, this is very widespread in the military.
At the highest levels. At the highest and lowest levels. Absolutely right. Because this is with demonic rituals of dominion over people. They're going to teach you to be a actual purveyor of the slave program. Absolutely right, Doc. I mean to interrupt, but yes, I know personally people that have been violated. And told, if you say anything, don't worry, we're not worried about you saying anything because no one will hear your death scream.
Yep. That's right. And, you know, and it's one of those strange things because, I mean, the sisters are young, but you can look at them and tell, you know, that they've been through hell and back. They have fractures in their psyche from all the trauma and abuse. And to make matters worse, it seemed as though they were assigned a handler in the form of husbands and things of this nature, or supposed to be a husband. And they just made the situation a lot worse. And it seemed as though they were assigned to these women just to keep them in check, so to speak, and to keep them from reaching out and talking about what, you know, what has happened to them. And one of the young ladies is an author. And, I mean, she's highly articulate, very, you know, very intelligent. And it's, you know, they're trying to shove these PTSD drugs down her throat, which I've seen, by the way. There was a friend of mine who lives in Kansas who he was an ex-Marine. And he was a part of a particular... group, what do you call a branch? Well, I guess you wouldn't call it a branch, but he was a Marine, but a special type of Marine.
He was in recon. He was in recon, Doc.
That's right. He's a that's right. And he was a what you would call super soldier, even back then. Now this guy's old school now. And I've seen him do things that I dare not even say right now, because I guarantee you most people wouldn't even believe it. They would not believe it. And when he saw the intentionator, he said, you know what? He said, they always had these frequencies going off, and you can hear them in the room with us while we were undergoing training. He said, you never see the, you know, the source of the frequencies, but you could definitely hear the frequencies, and they sound something like that. You know, and we would turn up the frequency generator and explore different frequencies and stuff to see if we could find the exact frequencies that they were using on them and things of this nature. But that rabbit hole gets really deep, y'all. And
yes,
I want
it does.
You to know something. Now, the reason they started labeling the veterans as enemies, and I've never served, and that was one thing that I really wanted to do, and thank goodness the Creator kept me out of harm's way, because I really did. I mean, being a Marine was just that was the top of my list for a long time. And I mean, especially growing up as an Army brat, you know. So it was you know, it was very, very strange circumstances that led up to the government making that type of decision. And here's what happened. according to what I understand. Now, those of you who have more military research than I do as far as that goes, especially you brothers or sisters that have served in, and you know, perhaps you know better, correct me if I'm wrong. But what I was told from very good sources is that back in Martin Luther King's day, like right after, you know, he was right after Martin Luther King was murdered, that there were, you know, riots everywhere, obviously, and that the government decided to use the National Guard against the people. Now, I know this part is true, that they use the National Guard. Now, this next part is what I've heard, but I haven't been able to confirm 100%. But they claim that the National Guard, which were a lot of black men at that time, saw the police misconduct and what was going on with the police and the civilians. So then some of the military personnel, and it wasn't just the National Guard, but it was others, turned their guns on the police. So now you got a problem. Now you got a big ass problem because the police ain't nothing compared to the military, and that's why the police are now starting to receive, well, not just now, but you know, they're receiving military type training. They're being militarized for a reason, and not the other way around. So yeah, you had a big problem then with the military, certain people, a large segment of the military, turning their guns on the police. Just like now, they admit it's a problem that you got Bloods and Crips in the military as well, and they're bringing that information back to the hoods, those war strategies and tactics and things of this nature, and that is a problem for the system too. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, Doc, huge point. So many huge points. We got another caller, but I want to, because Doc made some great points, and I just want to touch on them really quickly, because just incredibly great points. Now, some of the things, why Doc talked about the soldiers being the biggest threat to the U.S. government. And let me tell you one of the things. One, me included, and everyone else has ever been in the military, they, one of the ways that they did get us was through vaccinations. Who knows? Because these people have 50 years, 100 years, 200-year advanced programs and plans that we only have for 2 weeks. They know exactly what they're doing, because they actually are going to orchestrate the destruction of mankind throughout history. They're not going to destroy mankind, the destruction. So this is the thing. Why? So they already induce you by their chemical cocktails that you put into you. But there are things that I think that we don't know about that a lot of people have through those overall vaccinations, and especially during war times and different things and that. But this is the major thing. Why is the military the number one target? Let me tell you why the military is a number one target. Because a soldier can go from being a soldier to take orders to becoming a warrior much easier than a lot of other people, because of what they are actually, what they had to endure and the falsehoods that they see and what they're exposed to. And if that individual is a benevolent and a caring and a thoughtful, self-determining person that really wants the best, they rebel against it right away. And if they're smart, they stay silent about it, and they pick their overall battles at the appropriate time, knowing that there is a much greater asymmetrical war that they're engaged in. And this is what the greatest threat that the military people are to the system, is that they won't give a darn what you say. They already established different confidence in themselves. Now, this is why they want to actually give psychotropics to these individuals and to put them under enormously stressful, compromising situations where all forms of debauchery goes on the battlefield, so that they will walk away from that battlefield damaged forever. And then once the psychotropics take a hold, they're much easier to control and dilute their overall transferring from a soldier that takes orders to a warrior. They want them to be mush and to go away and to just die. This is why they don't treat them. This is why they get them sick so that they have a short life expectancy. This is why many of them in the major wars, they see so many things and they have to kill that whole unit, either on the battlefield or at home. This is why those individuals that so-called engaged in that operation and killed Obama, Osama, which I don't think really happened. This is why that whole team has been taken out. This is why they have all the secrets, because behind secrets, there's the plan to murder is created. Let me say that again. Behind a secret is where the plans to murder the population is penned and formulated and developed. So this is why the military individuals, once they decide, no, I'm not going for this, they become a bigger problem than anything else, because they aren't going to tremble and actually fall to victim to fear. They are not going to be paralyzed by fear. And if they are moral people with great convictions that want the best for other people, they are warriors that are one of the greatest detriments to the overall system, because no fear moves them. There is nothing that scares them. And they look at you for what you are, a demonic piece of a person that wants to depopulate the planet and just to use and to enslave everything for your overall beneficial gain. You are worthless, and your thoughts and decisions are worthless. That's why those individuals are the greatest threat. They don't cower. It's one of the reasons. So, Doc, man, you have touched on so many things and talked about during the time with King and the riots. And this is why they militarized the police departments. This is exactly one of the reasons why they militarized the police departments. And it was actually from after the Kennedy assassination, where there was just one of the guys, he became a California Supreme Court or appellate court judge, Robert Moss, that just passed this earlier this May. He was instrumental and militarizing the police departments. Why? Because they knew that they were going to have to bring about the overall fall of this empire, and it was going to be won by military means and military methods. They are militarizing the police departments to put you in great fear for this martial law that they're going to bring. And what are they going to do is that they're going to engage in a war that takes all of your military personnel and puts them overseas. And the only people that you're going to deal with is the foreign UN troops and the U.S., the police departments that are going to be left here. And they already developed the overall, and they hired all of the sociopaths that they could hire to do some of the things that you're seeing right now to actually cause for you to hate and divide and separate yourself from those overall people. They have played the police departments against themselves, because this is a part of the agenda itself. And this is what you're going to continue to see. And the people, if we're not smart, we're going to play right into their trap, and they're going to close the door. And they're going to close the door. We have to become self-determining. We have to devise our own plans, because now when we don't facilitate their overall plan, their numbers start to work against them and their abilities become extremely limited, because no one will listen. Let me ask y'all something. If a family that owns a football team, a professional football team, if the team doesn't decide to play, what game will go on Sunday? None. It's time for us to walk off the field and to devise our own plans. Because when we do that, what happens? It totally annihilates the system. Why does it totally annihilate the system? Because there's too many of us. And one of the things that they don't like is that when the people start to think for themselves, we become too loud. And we come too disruptive. We come too boisterous. We become an obstruction to their overall agenda, and they can't control us. And so what do they do? Bring? They bring in floods. They bring in famines. They bring in wars to depopulate the planet and to put the people back under subjugation of fear. Because when we all go in our own different directions and divide our collective prudence among people that we can divide, it's far too many of us, and we have all the power in the world. Their perception of power is by what we give them in energy to create. They can't create a bomb and build it by themselves. They need people to actually compromise their morality to do it. And many will do it, but it's still many of us that need to walk away from that because we refuse to do it. And if we refuse to do that, then we have to agree to do something much more. We must build our heaven. So let's go to this. Hold on, Doc. As we take these calls, if you'd like to respond, definitely would love to hear from you. Let's take this next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Rob, what's going on? This is Mario from Atlanta.
Mario? Oh, man, Mario. What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying the show. Just enjoying the show. I had two things that I wanted to kind of interject into the conversation.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you ever heard of the movie Spook at the Door or Spook Behind the Door.
Yes.
The Spook Who Sat by the Door, Sam Greenlee.
The Spook Who Sat... Yeah.
Yeah, that caught to me. That kind of illustrates everything that you brothers are kicking on, you know, about their greatest fear about the enemy getting hold of their tactics, bringing it back, and organizing and teaching the populace how to fight back. Kind of making their job a lot harder. And since we do have the numbers, you know, that's kind of their greatest fear. So they have a great incentive to kind of take those brothers out, especially mentally. I've done some studying on Brother Amos Wilson, and you know, he does a lot of psychological work, and he was kicking on how trauma has the ability to split a person's personality. So,
yes,
you know, once you have that, you have people in your own community looking at you and not really trusting you, and putting you in a kind of a category that refuses, you know, the community to embrace you. So they kind of dismiss your talents and what you can actually bring to the community. So by them being ostracized, you know, that also achieves the same goal, you know, because who's going to listen to the old drunk war veteran that's out there just, you know, talking and dealing with his own demons, not getting sympathy, or the people aren't trying to come in and heal that person and try to, you know, reestablish him within the community and take advantage of the knowledge that he has gained.
So true, Mark. You know, I want to just, you know, because you had said something that about the overall system itself and how there are people that have learned their tactics, and that is very true. And one of the things that the system, the corporate system, because this is a corporate, because this, they've established corporations as persons, but they're not people, they're not living entities. And the government and the individual, the people that you ever, any person that you ever see on TV or whatever, that person is meaningless. That person is fulfilling a celebrity figurehead role. They have no real power. The one thing that they really cannot, and what their greatest fear is for people to turn away from the system. Because if the people don't energize the system, the wheels stop moving. The wheels only move because we give energy to it. And if we decide to stop doing that, but if we decide to actually use the same consciousness that has created the problem, the problem and the overall system continues. We have to move away from that type of thinking at all. And how do you do that? When you remove your energy, what happens to a light that has no energy? It has no illumination. What happens to an organism that has no energy? It loses its ability to metabolize, to actually be able to actually function, to live, it stops. If we remove our energy from this system, it will cease to exist. It will become extinct. Now, is that going to be difficult? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. Are some of us not going to physically make it? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. Are there going to be challenges and are going to be obstacles that are going to be placed in our before us? Are we going to have to be willing to lose some things, and are we going to lose some things? Yes, but what you will gain in return is much greater. It's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will come. And what you're talking about, Mario, is exactly some of the things that we need to start to perpetuate through our own. And this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important. This is why Black Talk Radio Network was attacked recently, and it will continue to be attacked. This is why every person here that's listening to Tando Radio Show, I would say it is in your best interest to break the umbilical cord from the system, however slow and however methodical you need to do it, because I'm going to tell you, it has no benefit for you at all. None whatsoever. And I would say it would be high time now for you to prepare for what the plan of destruction really is. Because at the appropriate time, like I talked about earlier, there's going to be a silver lining and there's going to be a golden opportunity. And if you position yourself correctly now, you'll be more likely to be able to help others, and that you actually will be able to help others, that you will be able to assist, and you will be able to have a collective prudence with and have like interests, and you decide that this is what we're going to do. And that is a powerful thing. And we can reestablish the tribe. Hey, Doc, hold on 1 second. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I'm going to go right back to you right after that. Sorry about that. I had a quick blunder there. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We're going to go right back to you, Doc.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren. Doc wanted to jump in. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, you know, the one thing that I would highly emphasize above everything else when it comes to the veterans, y'all, is that you need to stop being so gosh darn scary and find you, for example, a Navy SEAL, an ex-Navy SEAL, and ask him to teach you black ass hand-to-hand combat. That's what you need to do. You need to find you a Marine, a real Marine, and ask him to teach you how to handle knives and swords, okay? And as well as how to shoot a gun. Ask him to teach you slicing the pie techniques and things of that nature. All right, stop being so scary, because like the brother alluded to earlier, that's what the system wants. The system wants to ostracize these guys. Right? They want you to be afraid of them. Ooh, they got so bad PTSD. You better not even talk to them. Well, we were always told that love heals all.
That's right,
and
Doc.
Sometimes all they need is proper integration back into their community.
Yes.
Right? Now, I'm not trying to say that that's, you know, not a bit delicate issue sometimes. But you need to stop being so scary. Look, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
And no, Doc, you're absolutely right, because I'm going to tell you something. For those of you, and I know there's some of my friends that listen to this show, And let me tell you what some of my friends, and some of them you've actually ever I've had on, but there's some of my friends that listen to the show that don't call and don't engage because of some of the things that they've done and everything else. And you know what they said? Exactly what Doc said. The people that don't know need to find out as quickly as possible what's really going on, see through all of the propaganda and emotion, and see that the gun is being pointed at you. Regardless if they hand you the gun, it's really being pointed at you. And I would say, if you find, now, I'm going to tell you something about these individuals. They're not going to be the easiest individuals to find, but there's a lot of them that you already know in your family. And you need to, in my opinion, if you want to prepare for what's happening, these individuals will give you a hard and fast truth about what's coming. But see, they're going to first see if you're sincere. They're going to first be careful, and they're going to look at you and vet you first, because they understand how the overall infiltration of things go. As Doc said, you need to seek these people out and reintegrate them into your daily lives, because what they have for you is invaluable. They have what they can show you and teach you, and more importantly, the only people, in my opinion, that are going to be able to stop the drafting of our daughters is by the overall direction of some of those that are in the military, from the standpoint of understanding, no, we know what's really going on, and with the energy of the everyday person. And let me tell you something, not all of those individuals are black. Not all of those individuals are black. Not all of those individuals are white. Not all of those individuals are one or anything else. But what they do understand is they realize something. The system hates everybody, and they're going and they want to depopulate and kill everyone. Now, some of them actually want to be there and actually want to be, they're sociopaths. But there are some of them that are very critical thinkers and extremely wise and extremely in tune to what goes on, because they've been all over the world. They've seen it in the harshest conditions. So I would say for you, as Doc said, especially within our community, if we keep approaching the problems the way that we've approached it in the past, you will continue to get the falsehood of equality that we're screaming and hollering that we don't have now. The main thing is that the biggest problem is that we're screaming and hollering. We're not doing anything about it. We're wasting our energy petitioning the wrong people and giving energy in the wrong direction. Secretary of State Alexander Haig said, during a protest, let them protest all they want, as long as they pay their taxes. And that's more than just paying your taxes to the IRS. That's following the rules of the system. So I'm total agreement, Doc. Well said. Again, this is high time, because what is coming down the pipe, ladies and gentlemen, they've not only deceived you, but they've deceived some Russians, and they've deceived some Chinese, and they've deceived some people in South America, and they've deceived some people in Europe and in Africa. And until, and I'm going to tell you one thing about all these places, all of these places are waiting for you, the melaninated and the black people here in this country, to lead the way to paradise, to lead the way to prosperity. The whole world is waiting on you, because you are the parents of this globe, of this species. And they're waiting for us to stop acting like the unruly children that we've been acting like for so long. Critical, critical time. And I called this show the Laugh Now, Cry Later, because what the plan what the plan is globally is they're going the situation and the system that we're starting to see, and I didn't get through all of the stuff that's in the news, but I'm gonna tell you, it's there on Tando. You need to read through between the black between the lines. They are basically going to have a global nuclear war that is going to take out, depopulate the planet, and they're not going to destroy the planet because they don't have to destroy the planet with their overall weapons and technology. They can have a very effective depopulation program and have their all their infrastructure in place. They know how to stop Fukushima, but they wanted to spew its overall radioactive isotope so that you'll have radiation poisoning, so that when the different diseases and everything helps, your body starts to fall apart. Doc can tell you, yes, they know how to clean that stuff up. It can be done. They don't want to do it because we're waiting on them to do it, everything for us. The key is we don't want to do it. We don't want to establish a system outside of theirs. We don't want to work together. We want to work within the system and benefit from the system like the slave masters and the demonic ritual practicing people have. They got it good, and that's what we think and we see, and that's why we are in the position that we are in. Oh, but you're not in the club. You're a slave to the club. And the club is going to turn on you and turn on your children, because the real target of everyone, they don't want your old butt no more. They want your children.
That's right.
And if you're going to give it to them, that's your fault and it's your doing. One of the greatest problems that we have right now is that we don't know and we don't care. This is an obstacle that has been embedded in our overall lazy approach to freedom. Get mad at me all you want, but it's very few of us that's willing to say, damn the system, let's do something different. And I'm gonna tell you, yes, you can say you can go off and live here by yourself and everything else. Yeah, you could do that. You very well could do that. But see, the people that understand that realize that that will only work for you. It's not just about you, because once again, that is a selfish thought. There is the whole thing about, yo, we don't need to put up with this. When you're ready, we're ready. I remember in one of the few movies that I actually enjoyed, I'm gonna go to the callers that's here, some of the few movies that I enjoyed was Glory. There was a scene when Denzel was trying to get the one brother to go with him to get some shoes and to get some food. And he said to him, when you're ready, I'll be here waiting. And the one brother never did it, but he went off and got shoes, because he realized he could have went off and did things off on his own. But the only thing that would have meant was that he would have been in a world of freedom by himself. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on us. High time. I'll be waiting. We'll be waiting. Let's go to some of the callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace. Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Raj. How you doing?
Brother Raj, what's going on?
Hey, I'm good. I'm glad I was able to call in. Great conversation today. I did get to hear the roundtable today. I thought it was incredible. I thought it was one of the best shows ever. Everybody brought a lot of great points to the table, as far as you did and everyone else who called in. Just brought some great, great ideas. And I agreed with everything I heard, essentially. You know, even today, what you're talking about makes sense. Funny, The Spook Who Sat by the Door, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And my son actually got to interview Sam Greenlee when he was 13. This was a number of years ago. He's 21 now. And he was so taken with this elder's take on modern cinema and how we've been trained, like you said, to just believe in the system and go along to get along. And he said quite a few profound things about those actors and actresses, as well as filmmakers that are black, that choose to, you know, make products or partake in as far as actors, things that are self-denigrating and put these things out there for a dollar. And what really
Hold on one sec, because you're going to be making some really good points. I got Brother Davis on, and I know what he wants to do. He wants to just jump in and just say what tomorrow's show is going to be about, because I want you not to be interrupted and rushed in your presentation. So hold on, okay?
No problem. I'll mute.
Okay. Hold on. No, don't mute. You're good. I got you. Hold on one second. Brother Davis.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Look, I just wanted to, a very interesting show tonight. It's a very topic that's very close to my heart. But I wanted to tell you about tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is going to be featured nothing but Monsantos and the power of what happened over the last 2 days during the so-called Democratic National Committee meeting. In the back door, they bought in the Monsanto's Non-Labeling Act was signed into law. So literally, we need to go over exactly what that means, as well as get a better understanding on how and where we fit. You see, the sad part about it is that although people have heard about it, they don't realize that 90% of the processed food on their grocery shelves literally are intermingled with this so-called dark act. What does dark mean? They don't want you to know what's in the food, but they want you to eat it. So let's wake up together and look for tomorrow night's show. Now, before I hang up, let me say I'm an ex-Marine, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, and I do understand exactly what you're saying tonight. But you have to understand that you come to a point in your life where you have to accept all of the ghosts and prepare for the changing world. And that world is changing is yours. And a lot of people look at it from the outside and believe that they understand. But believe me, they do not.
Right.
So I look forward to hearing you tomorrow night show, y'all. Keep your head up, and Dave, be blessed. I'm listening, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely will. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that show with Brother Davis tomorrow, as always, Wise Wednesday. Give our regards to Sister Davis. I hear her in the background. Sister Davis, I can't wait for you to do the salvaging.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Much love, much respect.
We'll talk to you. Peace.
Brother Davis, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. Can't miss that one. And this brother is a third Battalion Recon Marine. Brother Davis, you didn't know that about Brother Davis. I didn't know it until he told it. You know, I knew he had military service, and like what Doc was saying, and you know, let me tell you, that in itself, I understand what that means from being in the Corps, and actually having the opportunity to go to the same battalion, 3rd Recon Battalion. I decided not to do it. Something told me, don't do it. Because I was about to do it, to actually, you know, take the PT test and everything else, which I would have did well, but didn't do it. And I'm glad, but we'll talk to Brother Davis. So let's go back to Brother Raj. Brother Raj, you were making the point about, the actors, actually compromising their morality for a dollar. If you would, because I know you're going to be making some great points, if you could pick up from there, the floor is yours, as Scotty likes to say, that now I have adopted.
No problem. Peace to Brother and Sister Davis as well. Yeah, I was just saying, like, a lot of us really don't understand and don't think about just how much we are under mind control. And I said this before, even on the couch, I said there's a lot of things that we do that we don't realize are not, that we're being compelled to do, in ways that we're not conscious of. And these brothers and sisters who choose to partake in these self-denigrating, anti-black sort of, they call it entertainment, I call it entertainment, simply because when you walk in, you're in a box. That psychological box they put you in is white supremacy, and that's the only way that you're taught how to function. And what I see is that they don't realize that when all of these images are spread around the world and you wonder why we're treated like we're treated universally, it's because these messages are all over the place. And like I said, white people really have studied us well, so they understand that we think pictographically. We think in the hieroglyphic manner. That is why the Nile Valley Africans use hieroglyphics, and other African societies use pictures, because they understood that the mind functions in pictures. And what they've done now via the television and media, they've created racist hieroglyphics that we watch every day. Those of us who watch TV or any other form of entertainment that they put out there, and these things compel us to act against our own best interests. One of the most important things that we can learn as a people is just to study our history and understand that we have always been communal-centric people. And as white people have refined the practice of racism, white supremacy, they've also refined our induction into a self-centered, narcissistic mentality, because that's one of the central cores of white supremacy, is being narcissistic, getting whatever you want by any means necessary, regardless of what the consequences are. And they've now inculcated us with the same thing, first through brutality and fear, and now it's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy, to the point where we just live this way because we think this is the only way to live. I've always told people our contact with slavery and white supremacy is the shortest part of our history, but it's the most important because it's had the most lasting effect on how we deal with one another. And until we start to really understand that we are communal-centric and that none of us can survive without others, and like you were saying earlier, even with people in the military who come back with PTSD and things like that, you know, these people are redeemable. It's all about how we approach them, and we're taught to fear them just like society is taught to fear black people. And until we start to so we start to look past what we're being told and what we're being shown and start to really deal with each other as human beings, it's going to be a real serious problem. And that's really all of this technology is meant to dehumanize us. It's meant to keep us separate,
yes,
you know, stuck on our phones, looking around, not paying attention, you know, and putting
dehumanized. That's it, right?
Exactly. It's a dehumanization process that we are now partaking of, and they present it in the form of so-called technology. But really, once you understand how the system works, you realize that everything that they create, no matter what it is a part of the refinement of how white supremacy functions. When they created the internet, now you hear about all these artificial intelligence that are racist. They're literally spewing racist. Google had like an AI that was spewing all kind of racist rhetoric because it's in their DNA, and this is everything they create basically perpetuates that same function, that same mentality. And as we partake of it, it gets deeper embedded in our psychology and in our spirituality, and then it begins to express itself in how we deal with one another and how we see ourselves.
Wow, great points. And Doc, you know, from what Brother Roz was saying and from some of the things that we know that have been done in the past, you know, it's very, the solution to all of this is very easy, in my opinion, but it's probably is going to take a very staunch commitment, and is going to be difficult for many people to do. And we have to sever ourselves from the overall system. And you can do that even while living in the system until you actually make a breakaway. And what do I mean by that? What we need to, in my opinion, some of the things that we need to be doing is that we need to be engaging one another and then establishing different communities to where we rely upon each other more than what we rely upon. It's a small step to start to rely upon each other. You rely upon each other until you can start to rely upon each other for bigger things and for more things. That, you know, we're growing our own food. Wait till Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday tells you why you need to be doing that. Developing our own economy, our own ecosystem, our own self-reliance. And when I say that, I would say that from this standpoint. It's critical that we become dependent upon what we organize and what we create instead of what's created for us. And once you start to do that in the smallest content and start to develop from there, and there's some things that, you know, Doc and I and some of some people that Doc is putting together to do just that. And I think regardless of how small, there needs to be an initial engagement, initial investment that we can continuously save and reinvent into each other, so that we, before you know it, you will have your own self-determining body of people that can grow from there. Because let me tell you, they didn't build this system overnight. It was a fight to build it. It's going to be a fight to dismantle it or to break ourselves from it and to do something different. We can't be slowful or lazy. And I'm not saying lazy from the standpoint of, but I'm saying to where we see no hope and we see no reason why we should invest and we get tired. If nothing, if whatever you did yesterday that didn't work, learn from what didn't work so you don't do it that way again. And actually, the things that did work, continue to do those and learn to do those more efficiently and better. There are no excuses. We are where we are because we choose to be where we are. You can't, in my opinion, there is no one that's going to make a cake for you. There's no one that's going to make a house for you. There's no one that's going to make a community for you. There's no one that's going to make a state or a country for you. There's no one that's going to make a heaven for you. Because if they do make a heaven for you, believe me, it's going to be one that you're going to be the slave at because they made it for them. So, powerful, powerful brothers and sisters that are here, you all that are listening, I would say you need, you know, in my opinion, you have to prepare for what's coming and you need to engage the people around you. I think it's very, very critical for us to find those individuals. There, you know the good people around you. If you don't know any good people, you have to really look at yourself also, okay? If gravitate to those individuals, start to establish your own community among these individuals, and then we allow that to grow, and who knows how far that is going to blossom and what that is going to grow into. Let me tell you why it's so important that we stop watching TV, because everything that you see on TV and everything that the system has put before you, you think that you have to do it that way. But let me tell you something, you don't have the momentum, the enslaved energy. You can't just print your own cash that everyone else wants to have and they give it false value. You can't do that. That's why they're successful, because of the energy and the overall momentum that they've gained through millions of years of practice. Start small. Start with you. And it's the biggest step and it's the biggest thing that you can ever do. And continue that process. Become self-efficient and become self-reliant. So, Doc Hawkins. Yeah, definitely. Yes, then we'll go to Doc Hawkins to end out the show. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. Brief, I just wanted to say one thing you learn from studying history is that everything that white supremacists have done to us, they perfected on themselves first. And the ability to take over the planet the way that they have so successfully came from them, first of all, stopping self-destruction, stopping the practice of fighting amongst themselves, and then they created a pan-European experience of global expansion, which is what we're living through now. And at the time that they met us, we were opposite to them. We had some of the most highly civilized societies in history until we met them, and they've regressed us now to the point where we act like them. And until we start to understand that it's going to take us dealing with each other and looking, like Dr. Clark used to say, if you look in the mirror and you don't see a friendly face smiling back at you, you have no friends. The only friend that you have is your other brothers and sisters who are going through the same struggle as you and have the same enemy as you. And like you said, you also have to be able to inculcate other people that are not looking, that don't necessarily look like you, but have the same agenda as far as wanting to do something better than what we've been doing for the last 2,000 years and most intensely for the last 500. Thank you. That's all I wanted to chime in with.
Doc Hawkins, we got 2 minutes, sir. Do you have anything that you wanted to take us out with?
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I think everyone made excellent points. And, you know, I would just reiterate what everybody's saying, and that is simply find the people that are serious and build with them.
Yep.
We each bring something to the table, something critical, whether it's a skill, expertise, product, or whatnot. but we need to start building. And in my view, one of the best things that we can do now is not only form coalitions and other types of organizations to establish trade with Africa, right? Because if we do that, then we have a lot better chance of surviving this storm. Because if you notice, they're not beating down Chinese. Why? Because they are still connected to their motherland. They got a military, right? The same thing with the Indians here, the cats from India. Same thing, right? So you can call them whatever you want to call them, right? But they know that if they touch these groups, that they are going to have to contend with a power, you know, and superpowers in some cases. So we need to establish some type of trade agreement with Africa. We need to build up our communities and be honest about what we bring to the table.
Well said, Doc. Listen, everyone, Roz, well said. Brother Davis, can't wait. Mario, well said, and glad that you all engaged in this whole conversation, because it was so needed, so necessary, and it was so important, because I see and you see we are moving in a more efficient and effective direction. And so, everyone, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Can't miss that show. And more importantly, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing, make sure you give away a fortune, because you are investing in the future. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.